Chapter 21. Investiture. Assassinations, murders, and other crimes were no match for the codes of silence that had governed the Order of the Canted Circle, the Grand Protectorate, Sante Security, and the Jedi High Council almost since their inceptions. Had the elite members and private guards of the Canted Circle not been drugged and found unconscious in dressing rooms and other places, police investigators summoned to the headquarters by two Jedi Knights would never have been allowed to enter the landmark building, let alone the Order's vaunted initiation room, in which were discovered the bodies of two Ichani, believed to be bodyguards, a dozen Munes, killed by decapitator discs and vibroblades, and three times that number of Maladian assassins dressed in borrowed robes who had succumbed to blaster bolts, blunt force injuries, and in some cases, traumatic amputations. So scattered were the latter, investigators initially suspected that an explosive device had been detonated, but no trace of a device was ever uncovered. The Munes were quickly identified as top-ranking members of a clandestine financial group known as Damask Holdings, though its wealthy founder and chief operating officer, Higo Damask, was believed to have survived the sneak attack. The Jedi, who had alerted the police, never revealed what had drawn them to the Phobosi district to begin with, or why they expressed such interest in the case. As well, the members of the Order of the Canted Circle refused to answer any questions. At the Malastare Embassy, in the heart of Coruscant, the evidence was even more baffling, and complicated by a fire and ensuing gas explosion that had swept through the building. Fire marshals and forensic specialists were picking through the charred remains of the three-story Reza block when two members of the Jedi Council had paid an unannounced visit. Again, the Jedi had declined to explain their actions, but the police were able to make progress on their own. The amount of blood residue discovered at the scene led investigators to determine that, prior to the arrival of the police, several bodies had been incinerated on site, which suggested the work of elements of organized crime. In the wake of the recent assassination of Senator Vidar Kim, the Senate Investigatory Committee formed a special task force to look into the matter. Many beings were interviewed and interrogated, and many security cam recordings studied during the course of the investigation. But most of the principal players and witnesses hid behind their lawyers, even when threatened with imprisonment for obstruction of justice. A standard month after the events on Coruscant, Plagueis summoned Sidious to Munilinst. Sidious had visited the Highport Skyhook, but had never been invited downside, and now he found himself soaring over one of the planet's unspoiled blue oceans in a stylish airspeeder piloted by two sun guards. As the speeder approached Abora, he settled deeply into the Force and was rewarded with a vision of the mountain island as a transcendent vortex of dark energy unlike anything he had ever experienced. It was something he would have expected to encounter only on Korriban or some other Sith world. The droid 114D, fully repaired, was waiting for him on the landing zone and led him inside, leaving the guards to wait with the airspeeder.
"You appear to be in much better condition than when I last saw you, droid," Sidious remarked, as a turbolift dropped them deep inside the complex.
"Yes, Senator Palpatine. Abora is a restorative place."
"And Magister Damask?"
"I leave it to you to judge for yourself, sir."
Exiting the turbolift, the first thing to catch Sidious's eye was the library. Rack after rack of texts, scrolls, discs, and holocrons. All the data he had been craving since his apprenticeship began. He ran his hands lovingly over the shelves, but barely had time to revel in his excitement when 114D ushered him onto a descending ramp that led into what might have been a state-of-the-art medical research facility. His eyes darting from one device to the next, he asked,
"Is this new since the Magister's injuries?"
"Only some of what you see. For the most part, this area is unchanged since I was first brought here."
"And when was that?"
"Approximately one standard year before I was introduced to you on Shangri-La, sir.
Sidious considered it, then asked, Is Magister Damask your maker, droid?
No, sir. He is simply my present master.
Deeper in the complex, they moved past cages containing as many creatures as could be found in a well-stocked zoo. 114D indicated a cluster separate from the rest.
These are the Magister's most recent pregnancies.
The Magister's? Sidious repeated in bewilderment.
His success rate has improved.
Sidious was still trying to make sense of the droid's statement when they entered a long corridor lined with windowless cells. Through the Force, he could sense life forms behind each locked door.
Captives?
Oh, no, sir. Ongoing experiments.
As they turned a corner at the end of the corridor, Sidious came to a dead stop. Centered in a kind of operating theater stood a towering Bacta tank, in which floated a male Bith.
That is venomous,
Plagueis said in a voice that wasn't entirely his. Sidious pivoted to see his master limp into the room, mouth, chin, and neck concealed behind a breath mask or transpirator of some sort. Most of the vibroblade wounds had healed, but his skin looked especially wan. Sidious had been wondering if Plagueis had been weakened by the attack, but he saw now that, for all the punishment his body had sustained at the hands of the Maladian assassins, the Mune was no less strong in the Force.
Your thoughts betray you. Do you think that Malak's powers were weakened by Revan's lightsaber? Bane by being encrusted in obelisks? Do you think Gravid's young apprentice was hindered by the prosthesis she was forced to wear after fighting him?
No, Master.
Soon I will be stronger than you can possibly imagine.
Plagueis forced himself to swallow, then said,
But come, we have much to discuss.
Sidious followed him into a cool chamber, furnished only with a bed, two simple chairs, a cabinet, and a square, exquisitely woven rug. Motioning Sidious into one of the chairs, Plagueis lowered himself with noticeable difficulty into the other. After a long moment of silence, he nodded in satisfaction.
I am pleased to see how greatly you have changed, how powerful you have become, Lord Sidious. What happened on Coruscant was meant to happen, but I take consolation in the fact that the events have shaped you into a true Sith Lord. You are indeed ready to learn the secrets I have been safeguarding.
What is this place, Master?
Plagueis took a moment to gather enough strength to continue.
Think of it as a vessel that contains all the things to which I am devoted. All the things I love.
This may be the first time I have ever heard you utter the word.
Only because no other term exists that adequately expresses my unconditional attachment to the creatures and beings with whom I share this place. Love without compassion, however. For compassion has no part in this.
The Bith? Venomous?
Dispatched by Tenebris to test me. To eliminate me had I failed. But Venomous has been a gift, essential in helping me unlock some of the deepest secrets of the Force. Every creature you have glimpsed or sensed here has been a similar blessing, as you will see when I lead you into the mysteries.
What did the droid mean when it said the Magister's pregnancies?
Beneath the breath mask, Plagueis might have quirked a smile.
It means that the pregnancies were not achieved by normal means of conception, but rather through the Force.
Surprise and disbelief mingled in Sidious's blue eyes. The Force?
Yes, but I fail to exercise due caution. As we attempt to wrest the powers of life and death from the Force, as we seek to tip the balance, the Force resists our efforts. Action and reaction, Sidious. Something akin to the laws of thermodynamics. I have been audacious, and the Force has tested me the way Tenebris sought to. Midichlorians are not easily persuaded to execute the dictates of one newly initiated in the mysteries. The Force needs to be won over, especially in work that involves the dark side. It must be reassured that a Sith is capable of accepting authority. Otherwise it will thwart one's intentions. It will engineer misfortune. It will strike back.
The Maladians.
Perhaps. But in any case, this is why the Jedi Order has descended into decadence and is dragging the Republic down with it. Because the Jedi have lost the allegiance of the Force. Yes, their ability to draw energy from the Force continues, but their ability to use the Force has diminished. Each of their actions engenders an opposite, often unrecognized consequence that elevates those attuned to the dark side, that buoys the efforts of the Sith and increases our power. Yet our use of that power requires delicacy. We must be alert to moments when the light side falters and openings are created. Then, and only then, when all the conditions have been met, can we act without fear of meeting resistance or repercussion. To say that the Force works in mysterious ways is to admit one's ignorance. For any mystery can be solved through the application of knowledge and unrelenting effort. As we had our way with the Senate, and as we will soon have our way with the Republic and the Jedi, we will have our way with the Force.
Silenced by awe, Sidious scarcely knew how to respond.
What would you have me do, Master?
The transpirator emitted a series of tones, and Plagueis inhaled deeply.
I will relocate to Sojourn in order to devote myself fully to our investigations, to furthering the imperative, and to healing myself.
What will become of Abora?
For the time being, it can serve as a repository.
And Damask Holdings?
The group will not be reformed, though I may continue to host annual gatherings, and I will tutor Sandhill personally to prepare him for assuming chairmanship of the banking clan.
Why do we need them? In a harsh whisper, Plagueis said.
Because war is now on the agenda, Sidious. But our actions must be circumspect, restricted to those star systems rife with petty conflicts, where appropriate beings can be encouraged, appropriate operations can be funded. We must arrange for worlds in the Outer Rim to suffer while the Core prospers. Pathetic as those worlds may be, we have no choice but to use what we have at hand. The IBC will be essential in financing the war we will slowly foment. We will need the banking clan to finance the manufacturers of weapons and to sustain an alternative economy for the eventual enemies of the Republic.
Plagueis looked directly at Sidious.
Our success will be measured by signs and portents. There is much you need to learn regarding the Inchori and the Kaminoans, but all in due time. For now, Sidious, know that you are the blade we will drive through the heart of the Senate, the Republic, and the Jedi Order, and I, your guide to reshaping the galaxy. Together, we are the newborn stars that complete the Sith constellation.
Sidious touched the cleft in his chin.
I'm relieved to learn that I didn't disappoint you, Master. That the Jedi summoned the police to the Phobosi district moments after we left. The plan is already endangered. Color rose in Plagueis' cheeks.
The Jedi have long known that the dark side has been reawakened and cannot be checked by them. Now they have felt it on their own Coruscant.
Even so, we can't continue to risk exposure, Sidious said carefully.
Plagueis studied him.
you have more to say about this.
Master, would you consider training someone in the Sith arts to execute whatever missions are required?
Another Venomous? In defiance of our partnership?
Sidious shook his head. Not an apprentice. Not someone who could ever aspire to become a true Sith Lord. But someone skilled in stealth and combat, who could be eliminated when no longer needed. Surprise shone in Plagueis' eyes.
You already have someone in mind.
You instructed me to keep an eye out for beings who might prove helpful. I found such a one on Dathomir not a year ago. A male Dathomiri Zabrak infant.
Many Zabrak demonstrate strength in the Force. By nature, it would seem.
This infant does. The mother birthed two and sought to save one from the clutches of the Night Sisters, especially from one known as Talzin.
You purchased him?
Accepted him.
Where is he?
I brought him to the accounting facility that Damask Holdings maintains on Mustafar and left him in the care of the custodial droids. Plagueis closed his eyes briefly. Mustafar had served as a place to dispose of enemies and evidence long before Boss Cabra's reclamation station had been made available to Hiko Damask and others.
And the mother?
Alive, for now.
Might not this Talzin pursue the infant?
Sidious looked inward. She may. Plagueis growled in irritation.
Then it would be your business if she does.
Sidious bowed his head in acceptance.
Leave the infant on Mustafa, in the care of the droids, but begin to train him. Inure him to pain, Lord Sidious, so that he will be able to serve us fully. Should his Force talents fail to mature, eliminate him. But if he measures up, relocate him at your discretion to Orsus. There you will find an elite training center operated by a Faline combat specialist named Trezor. He and I have had dealings. Trezor will raise the Zabrak to be fierce, but steadfast in his loyalty. You, however, will supervise his training in the dark side. Do not speak of the Sith or our plans until he has proven himself. And do not deploy him against any of our salient enemies until I have had a chance to evaluate him.
Sidious inclined his head. I understand, Master.
The Force provides, Sidious. As nature provides more male beings in the aftermath of war, the Force, ever mindful of balance, provides beings strong in the dark side when light has ruled for too long. This Zabrak bodes well.
The Sith Lords who follow us will pay tribute to your wisdom, Master, Sidious said in earnestness. Plagueis stood and touched him on the shoulder.
No, Lord Sidious, because we are the end of the line.
He gestured broadly.
Everything done here has been for a single purpose. To extend our reign indefinitely.